private functions upon your little conga with a smile.
We invite you to think about the obstacles African Americans have faced through the years in Calvert County. This not only includes the slave era, but in the century and a half since its end. Although we only know a little about Sukeek, we do know many of her descendants who live in Calvert County today. Her freedom from slavery led her children, grandchildren, and other descendants down a path for equality, but kept her tied to the land. Accounts from those who lived in Calvert County during segregation speak of a time where black and white children could not attend school together, and a time where there was clearly a world for African Americans separate from the world for whites. Despite this unequal treatment, many black Calvert County residents readily served in the military when called to duty. For instance, we know that Sukeek's great-grandson served in World War I. During his time in Europe, the military mistakenly sent a note to his mother, Jane Dawkins, saying that her son was killed in action. She died from a broken heart when she received it. Sometime later, a second telegram was sent informing Miss Dawkins that her son was alive. Still, her son eventually returned to Calvert County and raised his own family here, where the family had lived for generations.
His son is smile. He was loved by the privates and commanders for his smile. His son is smile.